much each one of us has some dream for our lives. Maybe you've stepped out to follow that dream, but then all these obstacles seem to come out of nowhere. What exactly is God up to? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we chat about those obstacles from a different perspective. And please stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to be a Blessing. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. Great to be with you again today. Everyone who's ever lived out their big dream for their lives has met at least one giant. In fact, most dreamers meet several along their road. With an elite athlete, well, it might be an injury that sidelines them for several months. They think, how can I ever come back from that? With someone who decides to go and work with the poor and needy, it might be a lack of funds. And they think, how can I ever do what God's calling me to do without the money? I was talking with a really successful businessman the other day, and he was telling me how his warehouse burned down just a couple of years into his big dream. Here's a question. If you or I have a dream for our lives, and if we believe that God is in the dream, why does he allow those big giants to get on our roads? Now, that's a good question. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at this whole subject of living out the dreams that we have for our lives. It's a great book, which I've referred to a couple of times, called The Dream Giver by David Wilkinson. I'd really encourage you to get a copy of that book. It's a story or a parable about a nobody from the land of familiar. His name is Ordinary, and he leaves his comfort zone to pursue his big dream. And one day, he finds himself in the Valley of the Giants. Have a listen. Ordinary hadn't gone far up the valley when he met his first giant. It was enormous, all right, and it completely blocked the path to his dream. When it noticed Ordinary, the giant yawned in his direction. "Where do you think you're going, little nobody?" Ordinary recognised the giant towering over him. It was Moneyless. "I need to get past," said Ordinary. "Sure you do. Everybody does," said the giant. Ordinary tried to think of a plan, but none came to mind. "So I need you to get out of my way," he said. "I'm not moving," said the giant. "I guess you'll have to move me yourself." For a moment, Ordinary hesitated. Then he cried out, "Dream Giver, help me. Please give me the power to move the giant," and the Dream Giver did. Then he told Ordinary what to do and what to say. Ordinary looked up at this big giant called Moneyless and shouted, "I challenge you in the name of the Dream Giver." Then he attacked the giant with all his weapons and armour. At first, the giant didn't move, but Ordinary kept reaching for the truths that he'd learned. He took courage. He believed what the Dream Giver would provide. He relied on wisdom. He fought on. He endured. And with every advance, he felt the Dream Giver's pleasure. Finally, the day came when Moneyless did retreat. Ordinary's cry of victory rang out through the valley. "Great and good is the Dream Giver," he cried. After that victory, Ordinary was never in doubt again. He was a warrior. How many of us would like to see God do an amazing miracle in our lives? We all would, wouldn't we? I mean, we'd love to see God do a miracle that we can look back on and say, "Look at what God did there." Well, every giant, every massive problem that gets in our road, that sits on the road between us and our dream, is an opportunity for an amazing miracle from God. When we see one of these giants, the first thing we feel is fear. We look at this great big giant. In this case, it was Moneyless. In this case, it was a person who had a dream that needed some money, but he didn't have the money. Well, it's easy to sit down on the road and say, "Well, I'm out of money. I can't go any further." We look at those giants and we see an opportunity for God to do a miracle. Now, dreams always start off really exciting. And then we walk along, we say, "Yes, I believe that God is in my dream. I've prayed about it and God is here." And we walk along and we go, "I think God is here." And then we walk along a little bit further and we see a big giant in our road and we think, "Oh, God can't possibly be here. I mean, if God was in this dream, that giant wouldn't be in my road. If God was in this dream, I'd have enough money to get along to my dream." And a lot of people give up. They look at the giant and they say, "I can't go on. I'm going to give up." Let's just follow the logic for a minute. You have a dream for your life. It burns in your heart. It's something, no matter what you do, it won't go away. I was talking to a woman recently, and her dream was to be a nurse. And she dreamed, she wanted to be a nurse all her life, and it seemed impossible. And it was something that just wouldn't go away for her. A dream that's from God is like that. It just keeps coming back. We misplace it sometimes, we forget it sometimes, but it just burns in us. So we have this dream. But then we go to God and we pray it through and we spend time listening to God and we say, Lord, I only want this dream. I only want to live this if it's your will. If this is part of your plan for my life, I want to live this. I want to go with this. But if it's not, I'm not going to travel down that path. I'm not going to follow a dream that ultimately I will have to carry in my own strength. Now, they are all really good things to do. So we're convinced, we think God is in this, so we step out and off we go. Then we face one obstacle after the next, and sometimes it seems like each obstacle is bigger than the last one. And finally we come to this make or break, massive, fat giant sitting on the road to our dream that we can't possibly get past. And how many people give up? We can say, I'm here, my dream's over there, and in between me and this dream is this great big giant. Oh well, God mustn't be in my dream, I'll go home. That's a really sad thing to do, to give up a dream that's burning in our hearts that God has planned for our lives. So follow the logic through. I've laid the dream down. I believe God's in it. I've stepped out. I see the big giant. Hang on, isn't this a partnership? If God says, I am in this dream with you, if you and I believe that God is in this, is this not a partnership? And if it is a partnership, shouldn't God have a role to play in the partnership? Shouldn't God have some part to play? It makes sense, doesn't it? So how does this partnership work? Well, God expects us to do what we can do. In the natural dimension, in the flesh and blood and this world dimension, God expects us to do the things that we can do. But God expects us to trust Him to do the things that we can't do. That's the supernatural bit. There's no sense having a dream and sitting down in the lounge chair and saying, well, God will do it all. No. He blesses hard work. But when we walk into the giant and we see the giant there, then God will do what he needs to do. Let me quickly read you a little story about when the Apostle Peter was locked in prison and an angel came to help to get him out. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him and said, quickly, get up. And the chains fell off his wrists. And the angel said to him, fasten your belt and put on your sandals. And he did. And then the angel said, wrap your cloak around you and follow me. And Peter went out and followed him. And he didn't realize what was going on. He thought it was a dream. After they had passed the first and the second guard and they came out before the iron gate leading in the city, it opened for them of its own accord and they went outside. You see what happens here? Peter had to do some things. He had to get up, he had to fasten his belt, had to put on his sandals, had to put on his cloak and follow the angel. But there are a whole bunch of things that only God could do. That's what the partnership looks like. We do what we can do. We work hard. We do everything we can. We do the best we can. But we believe in the Lord to do the things that we can't do. We stand on God's promises. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You and I both have big dreams for our lives. Those dreams are part of God's plan for the world. Maybe it looks unconventional, but our weapons of warfare are God's word, are the faith that we have in God. And He is a mighty God who will see His plans through, and no weapons formed against us can prosper. The whole point of living out our dreams isn't just self-fulfillment, although that's a big side benefit. Now, from God's perspective, the point of it all is for us to be a blessing to others, for us to share His love, His blessings, with others. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.